Hey, I'm Terry Molinaro, and I believe that we as the body of Christ are here for such a time as this. I love to say this, blessed to be a blessing, that we are called to be a light. And look, friends, if we don't do it, if we aren't the light, who's going to be the light? The body of Christ has always been a house of action. And hey, who says we can't have some fun along the way?
Terry, it's Ryan Seacrest. You're in broadcast. I'm trying to be in broadcast. There's something in common. Good luck to you, Seacrest House.
This is the Church Acts Podcast. Have you ever looked at the things you have to do in any given week? Now, I'm not talking about the big general things. I'm talking about really getting into the daily, sometimes even like hourly tasks that make up what is your typical week. Odds are, if you're anything like me, you probably haven't stopped to consider what it is that actually takes up the majority of your time. And I wish I had done this exercise a long time ago, and honestly, I should probably do it again because you know how it works. Like, life goes on, you start new hobbies, there's new things that are going on, maybe new responsibilities at work or at church, whatever it might be. And then this list can completely change over time. But it was only about 2 years ago where I sat down with my journal and made the connection between what it was that I did on a day-to-day basis and why I clearly was not setting myself up to be where I ultimately wanted to be in life. And I think a better way of looking at that in our context of, like, you know, the church and accomplishing stuff is not just where I wanted to be in life, but it was clear to me that because of all the things that I had shoved into my schedule, that really did not move the needle at all. But we're going to be getting into that a little bit later on in the episode. I wasn't setting myself up to be as effective as I could be when it comes to the things that really matter in life. Does that make sense? The interesting thing is if you spoke to the people around me that really know me, they tell you, hey, like, you know, Terry's a pretty organized person, you know, go-getter, wanting to always improve things, you know, loving progress. But while those things are true, I felt like when it came to the things that I was doing, it was a constant grind. Like, I had to strive and work so hard to even like squeeze the results that I was getting out. And I think that's a great analogy, like just squeezing, you know, it's like with a lot of effort and just a little bit of juice comes out. So there I was sitting down at my desk one day at the beginning of a new work week, doing an audit of my time. Now, what does that mean? Well, I was looking back from the week prior to reflect on what worked and what didn't, and then was looking ahead based on that to plan my upcoming week. So I started to write down the tasks that needed to be done. Then I checked my work email. I started writing down what other people wanted and or needed me to do. So I'm writing. And after like a full page of writing, I stopped. And after I wrote down my tasks, I wanted to highlight the priority. So I took my big yellow highlighter and I started going through the tasks one by one. And the reason for highlighting priorities is to make them stand out. But the exercise I was trying to do is to actually like list the top three things that were going to move me closer to my goals, closer to the things that I really wanted to achieve. So there I am. I'm looking through all the things that need to get done. And this feeling starts coming over to me. To be honest, I was kind of shocked because out of the entire page of notes and tasks and things that I personally had to do, only one thing on that list, the entire list, was actually going to move me towards what it was that I feel like I'm supposed to be doing on this earth. One thing out of the entire page, I remember looking at it and I love to say that it didn't bother me, but you know, it really did. I love to say that I was instantly inspired to make a change, but truth be told, it hit me like really hard. I just looked at this long list and thought to myself, no wonder I'm not seeing the progress in some areas of my life that I really want to see. I'm allowing everyone else's priorities to fill my time and then try and squeeze out the last bit of inspiration, the very end of energy to work on the things that bring me joy and fulfillment. And honestly, the things that I feel can really move the needle forward. Now, here's the thing. There are always going to be tasks that we need to accomplish for others. When you're being paid at a job that you are like employed at, you're signing up to make your company's priorities your priorities in those 8 hours or however many you work. When you're a mom or dad, you have a responsibility to the family to provide, to do things around the house and even around, you know, relationally show up in ways. To be honest, I don't think I'm speaking to a lot of people that struggle with that. For the most part, I'm speaking to people right now who want to show up for their families, you know, who want to be fulfilled at work. The problem is when we get lost in the flow and stop living the authentic lives that God really has for us to live. See, the interesting thing is that time cannot be renewed. It can only be stewarded, right? I want you to take a look at your life and ask yourself, have I been stewarding my time in a way that brings honor to my family, to God, but even to myself, right? Or have I been just wasting so much time? See, the myth about productivity borders and shares a lot of commonality with workaholism, right? If only I could be more productive, I could do this and this and this. Listen, that is not the way to living a full life that I've found, at least, right? I know I'm young. I know there's a lot of lessons that I still have to learn, but this is just what I've started to been thinking about a while ago. There are going to be times of work where you are working like a lot, okay? But there also needs to be times of rest where you can just do whatever it is that you want to do, you know, to be freed up, not just in your schedule, but also, and here's the big one, in your mind, to allow yourself to be able to travel, to hang out and soak up every second with your family, you know, to make sure that we spend time with the Holy Spirit. But are we stewarding our time well? You know, are we being productive with the time that has been given to us? Or are we just allowing all these little things just slowly but surely chip away at us and the amount of time that we have in our time banks, or however you want to look at it, your capacity, your margin in time? And are they being filled up with things that at the end of the day really aren't moving you forward in any meaningful direction? And actually, you know, even though it feels good to be busy and you feel like you're accomplishing things, if we were really to be super honest and have a really good look at it, are we just wasting the time that we've been giving? I wasn't planning on doing this, but can I paint a picture for you for a moment? The other day, I woke up because I wasn't prepared with a specific direction. What happened is I immediately was thrown into task mode. I was rushing to do one thing after another. You know what I'm talking about. You're like texting someone while making, you know, lunch for the day while trying to like clean. And then, you know, you walk by something and you're like, oh, this is dirty. So you take like the paper towel and like you're cleaning, but like you're trying to do all these different things. And I get to like my computer, and because of my lack of margin and productivity, I had to write a paper within like an hour or so I could meet a deadline. And I already have no clear vision in my mind. I'm stressed and the blood is pumping. I got no clarity, but I squeezed that last 5% of my capacity or so to write something that I really don't feel super proud about. After that, I had to jump into my car, knowing that because of what time it already was, I would probably be late to work. And I'm thinking, you know, how, and I'm just going to be real with you. I'm thinking, like, how can I kind of quietly, you know, just go into work? Hopefully no one notices that maybe I'm going to be a few minutes late, only to get to work, sit down, feel stressed. Now, here's what happens. It continues on into my day. I feel like I'm not living my best life. So people are kind of irritating me and I'm probably showing it on my face. I'm feeling miserable. And I think, man, you know, I guess this is just the job, or this is just the people, or man, why am I stuck here? Now, how dark is that? Can you feel like the stress in that? How it's just like this big ripple effect because I didn't give myself time, because I didn't have clear direction, because, you know, I wasn't being productive in areas, because I didn't have my priorities straight. All this happened in my day and it was just a big ripple effect. See, when we blow it out like that, the problems are pretty clear. I can see where I went wrong because that was an actual day that I had not too long ago. But when you're living in it, it's kind of hard to spot. And so what happens is, because of that, we just repeat the cycle. And then what happens is our bodies actually get accustomed to habits and we're actually participating in the habit of being not productive and the habit of stress. Now, what if we borrow from one of the episodes on margin I did not too long ago and see how this day could look like? What if there was clear direction and vision? Now, my actions are tied to purpose, right? So I say, you know, let's say I even developed systems because of this. I stopped, paid attention to where things weren't working, and then put things in place and made sure that I corrected what was not serving me. What if I decided that in the morning, my mind wasn't going to be clear enough? So I'm anticipating this. So I decide what it is that I should and should not be doing. And I worked on developing like a morning routine. But even before that, what if the night before I wrote down what I wanted to do and when I was going to do it? Then the next day, there would be no confusion. I would set the alarm, wake up with purpose. Now, what if I was more productive when it comes to organization? I know it needs to be cleaned and when, so I could make a system around that. Now I'm not running all over the place, desperately trying to do one thing after the next, you know, only adding tasks the more I look around, but I have a plan. Which also means that if I notice that something is not cleaned or put away, it's like, listen, okay, there's a time and a place for this, but it's not right now frantically when I'm, you know, running late to things. Using the same example, when we become more productive, we realize that working ahead is the best way to keep from overwhelm. So that paper that was due in a couple of hours would have already probably been finished weeks ago. Not only that, but it would free myself up to be able to spend time with my wife or with God or even just relax, because now before I head into work, I'd have a lot more time and margin. Not only that, I decide I have some time before I need to start work. So maybe I pop in, visit a friend, bring someone a coffee. Now I have connection and I'm, you know, feeling more fulfilled inside. And not only that, but that would then spill into my workday. Suddenly, I'm not irritable. I'm smiling because I'm organized. I've had time to rest. I know what's going on. I've spent time in devotions. I feel connected with community. Now I'm going to be able to walk into the workplace with joy. I'll leave it up to you to fill in like the ripple effects after that. But to see how that is just massively different. And all that we really need to do were a few small things. See, when we're productive, we're really being intentionally effective. I'll say that again. When we are productive, we're not trying to be busier. We're being intentionally effective. I'm going to set my intention. This is what needs to get done. And because of that, I'm going to be effective, not just scatterbrained, you know? Now, I don't want to go into too much detail here because I'm still studying this out myself. But let's even take Jesus as an example. In just a few years, Jesus changed the entire world, not only around him, but for the rest of time. If anyone had the excuse of needing to be busy, it should have been Jesus, right? But yet, as far as we can see, and what I believe is consistent with his character and the character of God, he didn't stress. He wasn't anxious or freaking out and irritable. I wonder if he had the opportunities to, but he wasn't. He had purpose. So because of that purpose and that foundation of purpose and that knowing, he made intentional decisions that were extremely effective and even eternally effective. Doesn't that sound like a full life? What if you found your purpose? And because of that, you stopped and thought about what it was that was kind of tripping you up. So then you became intentionally effective in the decisions you made and what you said yes to and how you stewarded your time. And then as a result of that, it gave you a lot more margin. How would that transform your life? If I'm being honest, I've spent a lot of time reading and listening to the top people in the productivity space. And for all the wisdom and systems and programs and software that's out there, I'm very suspicious if people actually have this thing known as productivity figured out. And to be honest, a lot of it feels empty, you know, just very disconnected, kind of cold, very like, okay, one and then next thing, and then next thing, just all these tasks and systems. See, when I hear of these mentors' marriages and relationships falling apart, or when we hear of burnout, depression, anxiousness, and that's like, I feel like that's an indication that there's something not working, and no judgment there. But like when I think about, in my opinion, God putting purpose on my life and on your life and us walking forward into that, I don't think he put us here just to be like extremely regimented to the point where we're actually not living life. We're just living a calendar. See, productivity is not about shoving things into our schedules until we literally cannot do anything else. Because even if you manage to have the quote unquote perfect day, that's not practical. That's not really sustainable. And does that really sound like a lot of joy? See, we need a better way, which is why I want to challenge you to look at productivity from a different angle. I want to start thinking about productivity as being intentionally effective. I'm going to set my attention based off of what it is that I feel in my heart I am here to do. And then I'm going to be effective at it because I'm not going to be scatterbrained. I'm going to be focused, right? So don't get caught up on the words. Maybe it's a little strange, intentionally effective. Maybe it's a little bit too wordy, but we're just, you know, we're making sure that our focus and our intentions are lined up with what it is that we feel our purpose is. And then because of that, we're going to be effective at the things that we do. Now, I'll be giving you some practical things that I've personally been thinking about recently, things that I've learned and implemented in my own life that have helped me out a lot. Am I perfect even at this? No, not at all. Do I have days where I wish I was more productive? Absolutely. But am I still able to be intentionally effective? Well, that's what I'm trying to keep moving towards. Not with perfection, but with excellence. And this episode is really to set up this idea of productivity in your mind in a bit of a different way. On the next episode, we're going to be diving in. As I mentioned, we're going to get really practical. I think I'm going to be bringing you a few ideas that maybe you've never thought of before in the context of productivity, like traditional productivity. Everything from friends, who are you hanging out with, atmosphere of people around you at work, and how that plays a large part in you either being effective or ineffective. I was recently walked through this exercise that helped a lot that involves asking yourself like why at least five times to really boil things down to the most like underlying, you know, basis and form. Like, why is this not working? Okay, well, why is that? Okay, why is that? Okay, and you get the point. I also want to share personally the things that have really helped me. And maybe I'll even share a few things that didn't help me at all, even though I thought they would. It comes down to this. Being intentionally effective, finding our purpose, lining it up with being intentional, and then being extremely focused, okay? But focus does not mean not flexible. We need to also remain flexible in our focus. If God gives you some direction and you feel like all of a sudden this plan that you had been working towards, all of a sudden you're like, I don't know if this is actually working. God's like, yeah, you need to be trying this or doing that. Then we can't be so focused and fixated on something that we're not open to change and pivoting, which is just the word of 2020. Remember that one? So intentionally effective. I was reading Isaiah today, actually. It was chapter 1. And in it, basically, God talks about how the offerings that people are bringing to God meant nothing to him or mean nothing to him. Well, in the context of that time period. And just track with me for a second. God isn't even acknowledging them. Sure, they are the technically right thing to do, like to offer these sacrifices, but their hearts were so far away from God's that even though with their acts they were doing the right thing, really, they were far from the heart of God. See, productivity on a podcast that is about the church and equipping the church can seem like it misses the mark. Why am I talking about that? Well, I've noticed in my own life, if I don't implement small things to make the everyday tasks behave, and I'm just trying to do all these million things with no real direction or purpose, I can never actually focus in on the things that really matter, that I'm called to do, that only I can do. Just like with the example in Isaiah, we the church can have a great job, we can make great money, invest properly, run around and have the appearance of everything being great, all while feeling the life slowly drain out of us over time. Is that you? Do you feel like you try and do the right things only to feel like you are emptying yourself out of the essence that really makes you feel like you are living? You know, the essence of who you know you should be. Let's take an honest look over the next little while at what's been going on, where maybe we've let things in or given room for ideas or bad habits, so we can start to intentionally put things in place so that you can and I can be freed up from all the unnecessary moods and stresses that come when we're not living life as productive or remember as intentionally effectively as we can, so that we can have the margin, you know, have the freedom, have the mental and emotional capacity to walk just like Jesus did, not rushed, not stressed or anxious or worried, but in step with the Holy Spirit, day by day, open to his leading, open to giving time and love to the world around him. Can you imagine what your life could even look like for a few moments now? If you weren't just running around all the time, extremely busy, because it's so easy, right? And the crazy thing is the older you get, the more busy life seems to get. I remember people told me, they're like, listen, enjoy this season of life or enjoy when you're young because then you're going to have a job one day and then you're going to be more busy. And the next thing you know, I get a job. Oh, well, you know, enjoy your life now because you're going to be more busy when then you're in a relationship. Okay. And now, and it just keeps ripple affecting. Now people are like, hey, enjoy the freedom you have now because when you have kids, it's just, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is craziness. And then we wonder why we're not actually being effective because the amount of time and capacity we have at the end of just doing all these unnecessary tasks or tasks out of order, or the way we're doing things, maybe they're the right tasks, but we're just, you know, doing them wrong or maybe looking at them in the wrong way. Like, we only have such a little amount of energy, and then we wonder why we're not actually fulfilled, because we're giving all our best effort, our best energy and our best attention away to something that's not actually moving the needle forward. With that being said, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me today. I have to be honest, this topic is one that I've struggled personally with for some time. I don't know if you're going to think that this is me faking it, but honestly, I want to see you win. I want to see us all win. My weeks are filled with so many things to do, but when I sit behind this microphone and when I know that we get to spend 20 minutes or so together, I'm so at peace, and I want you to know that I'm incredibly grateful for you. So listen, we win together, not by ourselves. So if there's something that you've learned when it comes to productivity that has changed your life, feel free to text me. My number, 705-737-7330. If you leave me a voicemail, who knows? Maybe you'll make it on the next podcast. If the show has brought you value, it would mean so much if you could rate and subscribe. And if you haven't already, leave a review. You know, my goal isn't to make money off of this podcast. It's to help as many people as I can step into the fullness of what God has for them, because I know what it's like when I'm living life with purpose and when I'm not. And when I'm not, I'll be honest with you, it is miserable and it's a struggle, okay? But when I'm in line with my purpose and I'm seeing progress, man, I'm fired up and I am effective and I'm getting things done, okay? And I want that for you. So by leaving a comment even, it's the biggest gift to me as well. And I know I just kind of went on a side tangent there, because it helps us reach even more people. But with all that being said, until next time, we're going to get super practical. So I hope you can join me in 2 weeks. We release a podcast every other Wednesday at 6 a.m. So go out there, be a man and a woman, not who just talks, okay? But a man and a woman of action. So keep thinking about this notion of productivity as being intentionally effective. Until next time, God bless, friends.